April 26, 2014. Heirs of God and heirs with Christ. Let's read Romans 8, verse 17. And if children, and you are children of God, you are adopted by God when you got saved. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. So if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. There is only one inheritance. They are not two inheritance, as some people will try to make us believe. That is a heresy. We don't need that in the body of Christ. We don't need people to teach things that are conditional. Your inheritance is not conditional. It's something that you get immediately when you get saved. The moment that you are saved, God makes you to inherit. He adopts you. You become a child of God. There are things that you get right away that we know by Scripture, and there are things that we'll find out later when we get to heaven. To whom God gives the inheritance? God gives to Christ. God gives to every saved person of the dispensation of grace. The recipient are all, the recipient are all that are in the body of Christ, including Christ. The inheritance is from God. We inherit with Christ. Let me touch on the reward at the judgment seat of Christ. This is completely different from the inheritance of God. At the judgment seat of Christ, Christ will judge all the saints of the dispensation of the grace of God. God will give a reward to those that deserve a reward. Now, reward and inheritance are completely different. Let me read the two verses that talk about that specifically. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 13. Every man's work shall be manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Verse 14, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 14. And if any man's work abide with he had built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. That does signify that not everyone will receive a reward, but everyone is saved and everyone will have an inheritance of God. Of God, with Christ, come on. Simple words. A reward is not an inheritance, so let us not confuse inheritance with reward. I find it amazing that people don't get it. Immediately when you get saved, you become a child of God, you get adopted by God, and you are a heir of God. We are not heir of Christ, doesn't say that. It says we are co-heirs with Christ. Simple to understand, and you get it immediately when you get saved. How difficult is that to understand? And there are no conditions whatsoever for the inheritance of God. I was talking about salvation. Salvation is so important because to get any of this, you have to be saved. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3, for I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Verse 4, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 4, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. To get salvation, admit that you are a sinner. Believe what Christ has done for you. Don't add anything to this. Don't add works for your salvation. That's it. It's so simple. Have a good day.